CliffCentral.com. George Meany, where the hell are you, George? Where are you?
I am at the E-Fest in Cape Town, Gareth. How's it, Gareth?
Looks very good. Are you there at the Silo Hotel? Is that where you are?
I am. Can you see those silos?
I knew
it's gorgeous.
That's magnificent. That's beautiful. Have you been to that Zeiss Gallery in there? Magnificent.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I haven't been in there yet. I'm going to go and have a look.
Nice, George. Look at you hobnobbing with all the people at the E-Pre. So what is an E-Pre, George? Tell us about this.
Yeah, so the E-Pre is the inaugural South African. I mean, E-Grand Prix has been around for a long time, but it's the first time that the race is actually in South Africa, in Cape Town. And it's happening around here, around Seapoint, Greenpoint Stadium. They're blocking off roads. It's starting to get hectic. We're at the media briefing this morning, which is kind of the launch of the whole thing. I'm about to address the journalists this morning, and so at the same time launching our hybrid car survey, which I told you about last week.
I knew there would be an angle here, because Auto Trader, you guys are on top of all these stories, and this is the first time this has ever happened in South Africa, right?
That's correct. And it's actually set to be here for the next 10 years in Cape Town in South Africa. So give some stats, Gareth. So 2.13 billion rands worth of direct and indirect economic impact is being generated by this event. So 2.13 billion, including 481 million rands worth of global destination exposure. So there's a lot of economic value coming because of this race.
That sounds good. We shouldn't complain about that. We should be encouraging it. So the people of Cape Town are obviously excited about it. In fact, my aunt who lives in Cape Town even told me that it was happening. So if she knew, then I guess a lot of people know, because she's not really like a Formula One or a racing car enthusiast. So it must be an exciting atmosphere there. Do you think the whole city's going to get out and watch?
I think most of the city is going to get out and watch. I mean, the number of people that have kind of tried to get tickets, and I actually think the race day tickets are no longer available. I don't think they're full because the race is happening tomorrow. But there's a lot of people that are excited about this. There's activity here from like 5 o'clock this morning. It is unbelievable. I mean, you can see you can see that side. The electric cars are parked behind me. There's a Volvo. So they're sitting up nicely to try and get South Africa to be part of the world's effort for a sustainable future, which leads me into my next story, which is the EU has finally approved across 27 countries the ban of fossil fuel, the manufacture of fossil fuel cars by 2035. It's now legally in the lawmakers' books.
Cool.
Just by the way, with those cars,
I don't know.
I'm sorry to go away from EU legislation, but it's not my favorite subject for a Friday morning. Any of those cars behind you, because you're an electric car enthusiast, are there any of those that are really sexy that you haven't seen before, or are these all cars that you know and you're familiar with?
All of them I've seen or been in. I think the Volvo's nice, the BMW's nice. For me, the Audi e-tron is probably, you know, one of the nice ones. And then coupled with that, the BMW, I think you've driven it, Gareth, the iX50 and the iX40, which I think are the most space futuristic style of EVs. But I've been in all the ones that are here so far.
Congo Chris says, I won't be going, Borge. The tickets are a bit pricey, but I'm going next year, no doubt. Is it expensive to go and watch this?
Yeah, it's a couple of thousand rand for a ticket, depending on where you want to sit, if you want cheap seats or the more expensive seats. But it's here for the next 10 years. So, you know, if you feel the urge, plan for next year. Apparently 30-odd% of the bookings that were made for accommodation from external travelers or visitors to South Africa were made 3 months ago already.
So people are not playing around.
These cars are quiet, right? I mean, they're not going to be making the noise that a Formula One race would make.
Correct. Yeah. So, I mean, you're going to hear other sounds like, you know, the zinging of the engines as they spin up the, you know, the zinging of the electric motors, or what we'll hear is the tires. I mean, believe it or not, when a car's hurtling down the road or around a corner, the tires are actually making a scratching sound that gets masked by the exhaust noise of regular cars. So you're going to hear those sorts of sounds. So I think it's still going to be noisy, but it's just going to be other noises.
Damn, very cool. Simpiwe, would you go to this?
Yes. I think it was a week ago I got to experience what it's like being in an electric car. That thing was quiet and it was fast. So I'm definitely like, sign me up. I'm not sure if I want to spend a couple of thousands on a ticket, but sign me up.
Wow. All right.
Well, I think this is brilliant for the South African economy. And, you know, like, I'm so glad that it's been committed to for 10 years. Because it's going to bring so much to the economy, I think, in terms of external investment, people coming here, actually seeing what Cape Town is like, maybe even investing, buying property. I mean, I think there's a whole lot of benefits down the line.
All right. Well, George, anything else you want to throw in before you take in all the sights and sounds of beautiful Cape Town and make us all jealous with the Silo Hotel in the background and E-Pri on the way? I mean, we're Timpiwe and I are basically dying here. We thought we had good lives until this morning.
Well, I mean, Gareth, I'm very fortunate and humbled to be here. So I'm so glad that I do what I do, because, you know, I get to see things like this. And I don't want to end on a downer, but the Wyoming, the state of America. I don't know if you know Wyoming, the state of America. I'm pretty sure you're familiar with it. It's one of the smallest states.
It's not one of those places that people put on their list of, oh, you know, you've got to go to Wyoming. It's phenomenal.
Exactly. Now, Wyoming makes up about 0.17% of the U.S. population and is one of the smallest mm-hmm. states. But the one big thing about Wyoming is they're an oil state. So they produce a lot of the oil. They're the eighth largest oil producer in the U.S.
Wow.
They have just passed a law banning the sales of electric cars by 2035.
So they're going opposite to everyone else. Everyone else is trying to make electric cars the rule, and Wyoming's like, nah, we're going to ban these pieces of shit. We need to stay with our internal combustion engines.
Exactly. So whichever side of the fence you decide to sit, electric cars, fossil fuel cars, I mean, cars are cars. And at the end of the day, the long story is that it takes about 8 years for an electric car to become equivalent to a fossil fuel car in terms of environmental impact. So the environmental impact takes about 7 or 8 years before it's equal. But the benefit for me is not only the environmental impact. The benefit for me is that it's just better and simpler technology. That's the reason I drive an electric car. So whichever side of the fence you sit, there's going to be a state or a country that you can go stay in. If you want to still drive fossil fuel cars, go to Wyoming.
Right. Okay. I mean, it's not really on my agenda, but at least we know there's that option. All right, George, good to see you, and thank you for being with us this morning, and enjoy the rest of the E-Pri.
One more thing. To all the listeners, I saw this on my social media that Auto Trader is running a competition, like hashtag win any car. So I've entered, and if anybody else wins, can we just talk about the prize? Can we just negotiate the prize? I'm just putting it out there. Okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, our Win Any Car competition we run every single year, and this year is no different. What happens is, you have to take an image of yourself and your current car, and then tell us about your favorite car, then you stand a chance to win a pile of cash towards your next car bought off Auto Trader. So it's been very successful over the last couple of years, and we're running it again this year.
I'm just saying, George, I entered. I entered, okay? So help us start.
Simbibi, you know what? Go on.
You can win any car?
Yes, any car on the Auto Trader site. You can win any car. Well, I mean, we give you cash towards the cost. If you choose a Ferrari, we're not going to go and buy you a Ferrari.
Okay. Well, I'm still thinking.
I think it's 250,000 rand. If I'm not, if I stand to correction,
I'll take it. Thank you. I'm in as well. I'm going to join up. All right. Thank you, George. Thank you, Simpiwe. We will see everybody on Monday morning, bright and early at 6 a.m. Have an awesome weekend. Bye-bye. CliffCentral.com.